معك.
This is too much. Everybody hear me? This is too much. I'm certainly not going to announce what is going to happen here to the world. I told you, however, in December that we couldn't make it through January. Now we're going to have to consider how to keep going a little while longer. And every day that we go a little bit longer, George pushes harder for receivership. There are plenty of books, there are 86 of them now, to pull from if you want a spiritual lesson or something of some kind of importance to run in the paper. I don't want the paper shut down, at least not yet. But at some point, obviously Rick is going to have to face that because Dr. Young does not operate on your hours. And without my input and Dorma's input and EJ's input, Rick cannot handle this alone. Or there is no reporting. And you wonder why Sam Russell didn't want to come out from Salt Lake. The headquarters are coming out of Salt Lake. Don't you think he was warned? Possibly. We need to continue to make available to the people what books are written. I'm going to start relieving Dorma of very much writing right now. We just finished a book. And what she will be writing will be mostly simply spiritual matters. As any other author who works from her basement, there will be no more of this great, great show of leadership. You ones are trained. You are sufficient to the needs of this day. We will write down how to put the Gyandriana together, how to put the stuff together. You will want to, for quite a while, use your own Gyandriana, and I have always asked that my Gyandriana be utilized for the absorbed drops. I have some insulin-enhanced drops that will be sufficient for Wally and a few others of our group. We will not put anything like that out there on the market for quite a while. If and when we can get some project funding, we will do it right. But we had to get started. We had to get this into our people and unto our people. And for this reason, we will continue to need a paper. I must have a way to get these messages also to our faithful participants out there. It won't matter, you know. I have kept absolutely everything from Dorma and Oberle regarding any kind of funding. As far as they are concerned this morning, everything from henceforth into forever is off. you can pursue whatever is undergoing in the law cases, and I want Schrafer out of that place. I promised him I would get him out of that place, and you've got to do it. And you're going to have to decide on your own merit whether or not you can help Ray Rinnick, because you will not take his money if you're not willing to hang in there to help him. And under those circumstances, Scott Tipps is going to have to make some decisions. If what he has sent, I cannot imagine, would not be enough to do it. $65,000 should be enough to do it. Or he's got to trust enough that maybe by then God will be helping you. If somebody doesn't help Ray, he is a dead man. I cannot help it, and you cannot help it if he opens his mouth too much as a patriot. And they're going to try to drive him crazy. Now, word has come back, and I appreciate whoever is giving these little warnings that says Rod, son of Eleanor, is working with George Abbott, George is Leon's attorney, to bring a major suit against the Eckers. What in the hell for? They're not even allowed to go visit him. What in the hell for? Fraud? Oh, Mr. Abbott, by the way, the note said, had accepted the case. And it was signed off, just be prepared. Well, they've got to really stretch it, haven't they? Fraud? Fraud? Eleanor and Rod went in there and admitted that man into that Alzheimer's center. That's fraud. He did not have an Alzheimer under any circumstance diagnosis. He was also put in there as a pauper with none assets. The man has a pension. The man has Social Security. The man did have a house and some cars and some personal property. And Eleanor was talking divorce until she got legal counsel and said, you divorce him, this is a community property state. So they had to go a different route. Now, John says that someone hit him on the head that day. Eleanor says she could not get out of her chair even when she heard him calling for help. But the phone was sitting right at her elbow. Fraud? That is what I will counter with. That is what I will counter with. Now back to Mr. Green and selling tickets and interviews. I have been on the air maybe 5 times maximum with Sam Russell and Wes Miller. We were ridiculed off the air with the one George set up in Florida, if all of you remember. George embezzled the gold and took it. It's sitting in the court. He is telling the court and Horton and all of the ones involved that he is a sting operator in special forces working for the government to get this cult. of two at the most. But who set up the plan for the institute that he is trying to put into receivership? E.J. and Doris served as president and secretary of only the corporation. But who owns the institute? Where's the stock? Who owns Phoenix Institute? If George started the program, guess who must own it? Do you think a worldly businessman that will write himself up as a total authority on business, banking, survival, and everything would be foolish enough to not set that up in his name? And then deny even participation from Desiree because she wouldn't let anything get done if she was on the board? And Dorma says, well, why in the world would he allow it to go into receivership if it's his? Because he perceives that he has managed to destroy it, and he wants to keep the gold. They all want to keep the gold. Not enough payoffs in this other deal. You see, Satan works like that. They want to keep the gold and they want to keep their cover. And Gary Anderson is involved over his head and he's using Eugene. Well, they're all using you, as a matter of fact. We're going to have to decide whether you really want your ticket back or not, and we'll do that at our leisure, because until they're ready to let you have your ticket back, you won't get it. Meanwhile, it tests a lot of other ones, so let's just let it go for now. These are not decisions that can be made in this room, because you ones are going to have to now take responsibility for these different corporations. And you can ask for consultation, Dorma, EJ, myself, have only one capacity anymore, and that is a little bit of consultation. And for a while, that consultation will be very brief, very much, you know how to do it, go do it. Or don't do it. Or fold it up, close it down, whatever in wisdom you think is advisable. Or we will go as long as we can together here. There will be no more open meeting until I say so. This is awkward and embarrassing. For instance, David Williams wanted to be here. He came here, but he had not been notified it was called off. On the other hand, I'm not going to answer any more questions about Cosmos for Katie, for Russ, for David. Because every time I am conferred with through Dorma, they come after her. And they damn near got her this weekend. And until you ones understand that they were going to blow up these vehicles and kill all my people, with my craft sitting right above them, and the poor little soldiers terrified out of their ever-loving gourds, you're not going to understand the seriousness of this mission. And I am not going to put Dorma in that position. Not one more time. until something changes. Should like to be able just to go maybe up to the mountain in her coach and sit there. I don't even know if she'll let EJ take the damn phone. Except that anymore you live in terror, so you have to have some kind of a warning system, don't you? From man to man. And where does this leave them? Where does this leave them? It would appear the adversary has stripped them of everything. Everything. And he has. Except one thing. Me. The one thing they want to strip away. Instant recognition between my players. Instant. With names. With no prior notion what those names were. They both knew the other's name in my command. And Norma backed off and she said, "You son of a bitch. What in the hell are we doing here?" And that counterpart said, "My God, child, I don't know. But Aton and Lord Michael sent me, and that's enough. And I will bear the sword, because there has to be a sword, a warrior. And I know now that I can do it." Admission was sent in to the jungle. One helicopter was shot down, exploded. Four men were of yours, were lost. Two of Captain Rusbacher's, or now General Rusbacher's, people were killed. He was shot in the chest and it broke, shattered three of his ribs. But he had his armor on. The 30 men turned out to be two broken Americans. Gunter Rusbacher, with three broken ribs, picked up one of those men, carried him through the crossfire to the plane, and got him out, and delivered this massive bunch of broken bodies that could be recovered to badly shot up your team, and took them to Europe. A lot of rethinking is going on. What do you do with someone who dies 2, 3, 4 times on an operating table while you're trying to kill him? And afterwards, when you're trying to bleed him to death, some nebulous doctor from Vietnam shows up and says, "We'll stop that too," and leaves. Now you send him on a death mission that no one can walk out of. And in looking for the 30 men, that meant they had to take out everybody in that camp. How does that fit with your soul? Well, he need not worry about the soul. I'll worry about his soul. Do ones betray every minute of your life? They do it in so many ways. Gunther was betrayed by one who has been very, very progressive in getting him out of there. But you see, he laid his own trap back there and presented a picture that this one did not like. And she told and brought the focus down and literally compromised the mission further. You thought, I guess, that you were coming to serve God in this valley. You can serve God from anywhere you are. And Dorma has to face something, and so do all of you. When I say I can uncreate, I mean it. But guess what? To uncreate the soul, first the body must be deaded. And there ain't gonna be no magic show. Two-thirds of your planet is inhabited by soulless, dead soul beings. And you don't know who they are. And I remind you, Henry Kissinger has won this world. And all the bankers since Richard Nixon. He is not a real member of Bilderberger. He is Bilderberger. What about David Rockefeller? All four of the Rockefeller men were taken out by Henry Kissinger's mob. They are duplicates. In the special forces, we call them dupes. Everything in the world now through banking is run through Chase, Manhattan Bank, the Rockefeller Empire, Henry Kissinger. You have to know it. You have to know it because anything coming into funding goes through a Federal Reserve Bank and must be cleared by Henry Kissinger at Chase, Manhattan. Every amount of money arriving from a foreign source, regardless of what its purpose, is funneled through Chase Manhattan Bank. And if the Israelis don't know where it's going, they stop it dead. So you have to have someone with as much power on the level of the earth human as you do the players in Chase Manhattan, don't you? And where are you going to get them? You're going to get them out of the adversary of your adversary. And am I going to help? You damn right. They can expect a spiral back. You see, Dorma and EJ don't give a damn anymore. A nice fast explosion, shoot, that just ends their problem and that gets them transferred. And I want to tell you, this kind of hassle and harassment has become heavy enough. In the ongoing terror, to make it look pretty good. And you say, but this is America. Dorma cries out, this is America, this cannot be. It is. And your enemy has set it up so that it is all but impossible to pull him down. I haven't wanted to pull them down yet. They will fall, and they will do it themselves, and you must understand that. That doesn't mean you are not going to help them fall.
Excuse me, Commander. Okay.